Mike Martin's Auto Repair is off of Town Hill Road between Craftsbury and Albany in the Northeast Kingdom. Mike Martin and Brendan Moody work on cars there, and usually this time of year, they're getting ready to race at Thunder Road. VPR's Erica Heilman stopped in to talk with them about the upcoming season.
Brendan Moody races late models at Thunder Road, and Mike Martin races in the Flying Tiger division. Mike's son, Stephen, races. Brendan's father, Brendan, used to race, and Brendan's son, also Brendan, is coming into racing. For these families, for a lot of families, summer starts with Thursday nights at Thunder Road and Barrie. But like all public events, the season is uncertain. They're holding out for a May 24th opening, but who knows? I went up to Martin's Auto Body to talk with Brendan and Mike about the pandemic and about the prospects of a summer without a weekly pilgrimage to Thunder Road. Here's Brendan. When did you start going to Thunder Road?
I think I was two when I went to my first race at Thunder Road because my dad raced there. And I don't think I've missed two races since then. It's not really a hobby no more. It's a lifestyle. You know, it's not like we just race on Thursdays and then you go on with life the rest of the week. It's, you know, you got two, three nights a week during the summer where you're working on the car. Then you got Thursdays when you're racing. And I can't even sleep at night during the summer because, you know, you go to lay down, go to sleep, and you're thinking, well, what can I do to make a car a little better next week? And it's not like you get done in the fall and then you just start back up in the spring. Most of us, you know, go through everything and you get new bodies, and it's a lot of work during the winter. So, yeah, it's usually always on your mind.
Opening day at Thunder Road, what does that mean to you?
You know, you're showing off what you did all winter. You get a nice new shiny car. Everybody's there looking at it. It's just, you know, the summer started. That's another positive. And usually the first couple weeks, everybody wants to keep their car clean. And then once you get a few dings into it, it's on then. And you ain't worried about the car. Everybody just races them.
So this thing hits, and one of the first things must have been like, whoa, what does this mean about the season? Right?
Well, I was just thinking selfishly, when am I going to be able to get out and get in that race car? But, you know, it stinks. We all want to get out there, and even the fans. There's a lot of fans down there that are dedicated just as much as we are, and if it weren't for them, we wouldn't be there. But Phil's doing the right thing. We got to do what we got to do to get this under control, and eventually life will go back to normal.
Here's Mike Martin, owner of Mike Martin Auto Repair.
Yeah, you know, obviously you worry about the economy and what the effects that's going to have on racing. And this has got to hurt people that get sponsorship and rely on sponsorship like we all do to race. And people are not able to run businesses at all or not the way they would like to run them because they're shut down. And we got to face it someday. All this stimulus money and this all that we're doing to help people, which is great, but somewhere along the lines, we got to pay this back, and you got to worry about how that's going to affect the economy in general.
How do you think that the kingdom is going to get hit different from maybe other parts of the state?
I guess if you're asking the difference between country folks and city folks, I would have to say that country is probably going to survive maybe easier, because most of the people around here, you know, we hunt, we fish, I probably got 100 pounds of deer meat in the freezer still right now. So if we couldn't go to a store for a month, you know, we wouldn't starve, that's for sure.
People in the kingdom seem to find a way to survive more than, maybe that's a foolish thing, but seem to find a way to survive better and get by. I'm afraid a lot of people in the world are living above their means. Like a law, and it's the American way, I guess, but a lot of people live week to week, paycheck to paycheck, and you start going a few weeks without a paycheck or not what you normally get. It really has made a lot of people, I think, stop and think about what they're spending money on and how do I reduce this. So I'm very worried about the economy. I mean, especially worried around here. I'm hoping that the area around here will maybe survive better than some, but it's definitely going to be a long road to get out of. It's not going to be a quick fix, but the way life up here is, a lot of people just, you take care of your neighbor, you help your neighbors out, and you hope the same is returned to you, and it usually is tenfold. So I know if my neighbor called and said, hey, I'm out of beef, or I've got nothing to put on my table for my kids tonight, I would send some beef over because we have raised beef and we have it in our freezer, and people will do that around this area. But that's why I feel like we'll get through this.
The worst case scenario, you don't get a season this year.
No, it would stink. I'm pretty pumped this year. I got a new car, actually, and a new crew, so I'm itching to get out there and see what we can do, but I guess ain't nothing going to change. It's still going to be there next year. But I can't believe that we won't make it out for at least half a season, or I would think everything would hopefully blow over and we'd get back to normal. We'll see.
This is Erica Heilman with VPR.